Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is December the 14th, 2015, Monday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to do a short interview with Gabriel, or in Portuguese, Gabriele, the way we pronounce it in Portuguese. She's having a great different experience. She has moved recently to the US and she's going to be talking a little bit about life in the United States and how different it is from Brazil. Maybe we can compare with life in Brazil. So, first of all, my first question is, what do you like most? What do you like most about living in the US? And tell us where you live.
We just moved, me and my husband, to Fort Collins, Colorado. Colorado, like they say there. And my husband is working in HP. Now it's a different company, actually, because they separate the company in two. So it's Hewlett-Packard Enterprise.
Okay.
And I'm a housewife. Yeah. So I stay at home almost all the time. We have three... How to say flurry kids?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, three pets, a dog, and two cats. So I'm trying to organize life for us there inside our home because we need to buy everything. We need to organize our life there. It's completely different. What I like most living in the U.S. is that everything there looks to work easier than in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to go somewhere, it's easier to go there. It's easier to find a way to go there, to have information about that. So you don't live in stress all the time like we have here because of the traffic and, being insecure
mm-hmm.
outside all the time. So
yeah,
we have a big
security problem in Brazil at the moment, maybe more than we used to have.
Used to have, yeah.
I imagine how different it's probably is. How do you usually deal? Well, let me ask you a question about the language first of all. Did you have any problems with the language? Well, we can see that your English is excellent, very good English.
Thanks. Thanks for that. I don't think so, but thanks for that.
All right.
Now, actually, the first time that we moved there, I was really shy. Jair, my husband, asked me to go somewhere to buy some food, and I said, no way. If you're not going there, I'm not going to take any food for us, and we're going home. And he looked at me and said, really? Are you sure you're going to do this for us? I'm starving. And I said, yes, I'm not going there. So if you want to buy something, go over there and ask for.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me and said, okay, I'll give you 2 months.
Okay.
And I was in our apartment all the time. Oh, the first thing that I asked him, it's about having internet access in our apartment and television. So I can watch television most that I usually do here in Brazil, so I can hear the English all the time. And I was using internet to try to translate what I don't know in English to understand better what I was reading.
So that's how you were learning by yourself then
in this first moment. Yes, well, it was all by myself. So we didn't know anyone there. So to find some friends, we took like 6 months. So was always watching television and this kind of thing.
But then the problems with the language, did you have any problems at first?
No, actually I understand what they're talking, mm-hmm. but I was afraid sometimes, and shy actually, not afraid, mm-hmm. I was shy to ask them to repeat if I didn't understand them.
Mm-hmm.
And actually I had a friend in our condo,
mm-hmm.
She is our neighbor, and she have two dogs. Mm-hmm. And she start talking to each other and walking with our dogs all the time. Sheila is her name, and she was like an angel for me there, because with her that I start talking,
mm-hmm.
and she is very communicative.
Communicative, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I say something wrong, I ask her to try to correct me.
Yeah.
So that was the best part, to try to find someone who really is American,
uh-huh.
to talk with you. So.
And is she from Colorado?
No, she was born in, I don't know, because her father used to travel a lot because of the work, his work, and she lived in a lot of places. But she lived a long part of her life in Virginia. And then she moved to Colorado like 2 years ago, a year and a half.
So probably she doesn't have a specific accent, or maybe she has more like an East Coast accent.
But she understands a lot of different accents. Mm-hmm. And I asked her actually, what kind of accent do I have? And she looked at me and said, you have a Brazilian accent. Oh, thanks for that, Sheila.
How about, you said it took you about 6 months to make new friends and stuff. How was that?
It's because I start doing these conversational English classes.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot the word in English, sorry. I met
uh-huh.
a lot of Brazilians and a lot of different people from different cultures all over the world. Because it's there's these free conversational English classes in CSU, that's the Colorado State University. So there's a lot of people who goes to study there. I always confuse about making and do. They are doctors. They are masters actually.
To take their master's course.
And they know how to write an article in English, but they don't know how to live in English. So
mm-hmm.
they go to these classes to understand the culture of the United States and to know how to buy food and understand this kind of vocabulary that they don't have in their article.
It's a pretty common thing. People from the academic world in different countries, they can read very complex work. But then when it comes to going to the corner grocery store and buying something to eat, they don't know the name.
They don't know what to do. They don't know these expressions that they use a lot, like BOGO, buy one, get one free, this kind of thing. So we learn this kind of thing in class. Yeah.
The local things. Local.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. What did you? Let's talk about some negative points now.
Okay.
Has the honeymoon phase finished yet? Or because normally when we go to either traveling or to live in a different
everything
place,
everything is perfect the first time.
Yeah, the first moment we think everything. We only see the good points, and we and we call this honeymoon phase. And so has this honeymoon phase finished?
Finished? No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Because it's such an amazing city.
Ah.
You have the four, how to say? I forgot the word. Sorry. Sometimes it happens for me there all the time.
What do you mean? Four seasons?
Like the four seasons. Yeah.
Okay.
You have the four seasons. So when you have... when you miss about summer, you have summer there. You have winter there to have so many different things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the fall is so beautiful. And
how cold does it get in winter?
Actually, New Year's Eve, last one, was minus 25 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah.
How
but
long
it was
have
not
you been
snowy.
There, then? How long have you been there?
We arrived there in March this year. Okay. It's not even a year yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you mentioned New Year's.
Because we were checking last year about the temperatures to have an idea what we are going to find there.
Okay.
So,
got it.
Yeah, so that was the coolest one that we saw in the internet. But now...
So now you're starting to face winter for the first time then.
It's going to be the first winter. But the autumn was quite cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We saw snow already.
Mm-hmm.
And some problems with... how to say, winter storming, like they call. There is a mass of wind and snow and rain that it's, they alarmed everybody about the weather all the time, even in the television, in your cell phone, you have these warnings to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different. It's a completely different life over there. I think this honeymoon phase, it's going to be longer than I thought.
Do they get the forecasts right there? Weather forecasts.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's interesting because usually when the snow is coming, usually it's going to be at night. So the day before, it's really hot. It's impossible to understand that during the night, it's going to be snowing. But it really is. Exactly the time that they said, about 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock, it's going to be snowy. And you open your window and all
there
white.
It is. Yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
In what do you miss most about Brazil? Probably,
of course,
your family, but then about Brazil itself, about the country itself.
About the country? I don't know.
You don't miss anything. Okay.
I think what I miss most is about people, you know. We have a better life, a bigger house now, so we have the time to have our friends and family all together, and we don't have these people over there. So this is what we miss most. Yeah. About the country, what can I say?
Yeah.
People are so polite over there because usually they said that American people, it's sometimes cold and stay away from you, and that's not true. The people from my husband's work, they are so nice. They are always inviting us to go to see some sport or just to go have dinner and just go out having a happy hour. And it's funny because a happy hour for us, it's really a happy hour.
Mm-hmm. How many people live in
Fort Collins?
Yeah,
it's around
100,000.
50,000.
150,000.
50,000, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. And maybe this thing about being cold, it happens mostly in bigger cities.
Bigger cities? Yeah, it can happen.
Because then it's natural, I think. Yeah. So in bigger cities, people are busy, people are always in a hurry, minding their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in smaller towns.
And something interesting about Fort Collins, because there's a lot of people that get, how can you say, when you stopped working, you...
Retired,
yeah. Uh-huh. People retired and go to Fort Collins to have a better life.
Okay.
So it's very interesting because people are retired, but they're still working over there. Okay. You can see them at the stores. You can see them teaching English for these people in the university. There's a lot of people there, so it's nice to see that you can keep having a quality life even when you get older there. So it's nice. Really
And now you're here for Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Actually, it's part of the adaptation because the winter is going to be so cold over there that we decided to spend holidays with family here.
Okay.
So we can see everybody and stay away a little bit of this first winter. Because everybody that is moving in there always tell us that the first winter is the worst one. So it's going to be nice to go out, stay a little bit out, and just have a portion.
Half of it.
Yeah, half of it. Just a portion of the winter, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing the interview.
Of course.
I hope you have a great time in the United States.
Thank you.
And and a lot of success. So thank you very much for the interview. So, okay, so thank you for listening. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye.